Track 441.
You are now in the central core of the museum, which houses its famous half-scale model of the whale ship Lagoda. In front of you is a large-scale diorama of the port of Horta on the island of Faial, one of the 9 mid-Atlantic islands of the Azores, also known to whalers as the Western Islands. The Azores was the first stop on a whaling voyage around the world. The journey continued from the Azores on to Cabo Verde, then Brazil, and around Cape Horn into the Pacific. Imagine you were a crew member aboard the Lagoda on the high seas in September 1850, when the lookout sees land and yells, "Piku, Piku!" There, dead ahead, towering above the horizon, Piku's 7,000-foot peak rises above the cloud tops, signaling your approach into Horta. You can see Piku here, high up and to your right, on the painting along the wall above the diorama. This painting is actually a reproduced segment of a 1,275-foot panorama of an 1848 whaling voyage around the world, the original of which is in the museum's collection. Horta is visible on the painting right above the diorama. There is a full reproduction of the painting on the south wall of the balcony. For most Yankee whalers, the Port of Horta is their first glimpse of a European community. To them, it is an exotic port of call. In the late 18th century, the Azorean archipelago had become so important to the early American Republic's growing international trade that George Washington established a consulate at Faial in 1795, the Azores' second diplomatic outpost. The islands quickly became an international crossroads. And so, the whale ship Lagoda has pulled into this little harbor as countless of her sister ships also did to trade and conduct business vital to the voyage. Namely, to take on additional provisions, undertake the transshipment of whale oil, conduct official business, and perhaps most importantly, sign on additional crew for the voyage. Provisioning was as important to the island's economy as it was to the success of the whaling voyage. Farmers and merchants came to the town landing with their wares and produce, which included milk, cheese, eggs, and oranges, among other fruits and vegetables. This turn-of-the-century Azorean milk cart is typical of the many vendors attending the Lagoda's arrival. Transshipment of oil might also be part of this port of call. Barrels of whale oil would be offloaded for delivery to European markets. Whaling houses back in New Bedford employed agents in ports around the world to expedite business. Whaling was America's first truly global industry. And because it was, the American consulate at Faial played a critical role in facilitating international commerce. One family of American diplomats at Faial, the Dabneys, became famous, but more about them later. Signing on crew at Faial was perhaps the most important activity, for without the proper crew, the prospect of a successful whaling cruise was diminished. Azorians were skillful mariners, accustomed to sailing open boats in deep ocean waters. They whaled too, processing their whales on shore. To the right of the milk cart is a typical seaman's chest, filled with his clothing and other items he would need on board. Such chests and bags and boxes would have been on the wharf awaiting their owners as they signed aboard nearby. In the decades that followed, a multitude of whale ships formed a continuous connection between Europe and the New World. This bridge of whale ships brought many immigrants to America and formed a lasting bond of friendship between Portugal and America.